Parshas Kedoshim starts with the famous pasuk, Kedoshim to you, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. We should be Kadosh because Hashem is Kadosh. And many Mefarshim, we won't go through all of them, wonder, like, exactly what does this mean? Like, Hashem is Kadosh because He's Hashem. He is separate and He transcends the entire physical universe and He's infinite, He's beyond, and we are clearly not that. So what exactly does the pasuk mean? And perhaps the pasuk is telling us that we have to strive to be partially like Hashem. We have to strive to be as Kaddish as we can. That Kedusha will bring us closer to Hashem. There are many different Beirushim, but I want to share one very, very sharp drush from the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says, ultimately, Kaddish means Prushim. Rashi talks about Prushim means, Rabban talks about Prushim means to be separate. What might we think being separate means? That Kadosh being separate means, we might think, means not only being separate from Arayos, not only being separate from Mosaros, as the Raman talks about, but Kadosh means being separate from those who are not so holy. Right? Really being Kadosh means that I hang out with my stark and holy crowd, and I'm not goris anyone who's not on my Madrega because I'm so Kadosh. Says the Ksav Sofer, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem, and I am Kadosh, Hashem says, but I'm your God. How is Hashem our God? Hashem transcends the entire universe. Philosophers and Mekubalim struggle with how we can even exist if the entire universe is merely Hashem. How can an infinite transcendent God even recognize the existence of these little ants called human beings? But he does. Hashem's Kedusha, even though he is so much higher Madrega than us that it's not even comparable, he uses that Kedusha to relate to us and try to be Mashpi on us and bring us up a little closer to his level. Says the Ksav Sofer, you should be Kadosh. But what kind of Kadosh? Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You should be Kadosh like me. Just like I'm a much higher Madrega compared to you than you are compared to anyone else. And I try to relate to you and bring my Torah to you and teach you to come a little higher and closer to me. Likewise, your Kedusha should be the kind of Kedusha that if there are those who have not yet achieved that level, you try to share it with them. You try to flow some of that Kedusha and influence them in the right direction to join you as well. This reminds me of a very clever drush by the Kedushas Levi on the Pasuk a little later in the Parsha. Says, Lo sisnes achicha bil vavecha. And we know, Chazal, whenever it says bil vavecha, darshin, why did it say bil vavecha with two bays? Two bases. Could have said bili becha. If it had said bili becha, no one would have had a problem with the Chumash. Why does it have to say two bases? And he says, Chazal, make that drasha on Kriyashma. Chazal darshin b'cholavavcha means the two leaves. You have to love Hashem with your yitzhar tov and your yitzhar hara. Says the Kedushas Levi, likewise, lo sisnes achicha bilvavecha. Don't despise your fellow Jew. Bilvavecha, not with your yitzhar tov and not with your yitzhar hara. Obviously not with your yitzhar hara. Don't hate someone because he has more money than you. Maybe even took some money you think you deserve. Don't hate someone because he has more kavod than you. Don't hate someone for the yitzhar hara reasons. Okay, that's Pashat. But Bilvavecha, don't hate someone for the Yetzer Tov reasons either. Don't hate someone because they do too many Averos. Don't hate someone because they haven't found the right Derech yet. Don't hate someone because maybe you feel a little threatened because they're less from than you and they seem to be happy with it and that makes you feel a little uncomfortable and awkward when you're around them. No. Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What do we do if there's someone who maybe our Yitzhar Tov tells them, oh, that guy's a nobody, don't be mevatel that guy, despise that guy because he's not stark at all? No, says the Pasuk, Hocheach Tochich Zamisech Velos Yisrael Lav Chet. Doesn't mean it's okay with me if people aren't Kadosh. Doesn't mean it's okay with me if people aren't following the right Derech. It means that I'm obligated to try to bring them to the right path. I'm obligated to try to influence them. And that's what the Kedusha is ultimately all about. Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, just like Hashem, however high he is, tries to bring us up whenever he can and doesn't ignore us and cares about us. Likewise, a real Kadosh Yid, likewise, we really want to be Kadosh like Hashem. That means we take our Kedusha and we see those who don't yet have that same Kedusha. We try to share, we try to influence them, we try to bring them up a little closer to our level. And Emir Hashem, if we do that, we can Bimekayim daber el kol adas bnei Yisrael ma'amart lehem kedoshim to you. We can ink all adas bnei Yisrael kedoshim to you and be an am kadosh atah la'ashem alokecha. Shabbat shalom.